Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Somebody say that right now. I am. Right now, complete in Him. Now we know God got work to do, right? Look at somebody, look at him and say, God got work to do on you. Even with that, His word says right now you are complete. The work that God has to do in you, He hadn't purposed to do it yesterday. What He purposed to do yesterday is done. So right now, you are complete in Him. Somebody need to catch that. See, He is the I am. Not I was and will be. So you are complete. Somebody say, I'm complete in Him right now. If you understand it, then you are at peace. You're not struggling with what you think you ought to be and all this stuff. No, get that clutter out of your mind. And understand, I'm complete in Him right now. Somebody say, it is well with my soul right now. In spite of what you may think you need, what you don't have, what you should have done, where you think you ought to be. No, God says right now you are complete. That's how you begin to walk in freedom. You got to know I'm complete in Him. What you worried about? Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. He says, great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Amen. Make up your mind. First of all, God will raise up, as we witness, raise up prophetic voices. Men and women that will connect with His Spirit and will hear His voice coming from the throne. These men and women are given the authority to bring the proceeding word to whom God has chosen. To bring the word to whom God chooses. The prophetic word of Isaiah was spoken 400 years before Christ, but He spoke it. Amen. At the appropriate time and the appointed time, it was taken out of the heavens by an angel and sowed into the heart of Mary. I'm going to show you the progression, how to live free. Isaiah 51:16. The Lord says this, I have put my words in your mouth. Amen. Look at someone beside and tell them, the word is in your mouth. Tell them, no more silence of the lambs. I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hand. In other words, God says, I'm protecting you. Amen. Don't be afraid. I got you under my hand. Don't be afraid to speak the word. Amen. When God protects you, listen, there's no harm that can come on you. Amen. Get it back up. He says, I have covered you in the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. Now, he says here, I put my word in your mouth. I put my word in your mouth that I may plant or establish the heaven. So the word in your mouth, right? When you speak, when you decree, when you prophesy, and see, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You don't have to be a prophet. Speak the word. Amen. You don't have to have the gift of prophecy. Speak the word. You are a prophetic people. Tell somebody, I'm prophetic. not pathetic. When you understand that, don't be afraid of the prophetic. See, some people from Missouri, you know. Right? Prove. Right? What's the saying from Missouri? Show me. Show me the money. But prophecy. This is why you must grow and be intimate with your spirit man. Because he'll be showing you things. Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He'll speak to you, but you must be. That's why you can't have this all cluttered with all the people on your job or your neighbor. You know, or that stuff. Get that clutter out of there so that you can hear clearly his voice. He will show you of things to come because you're a prophetic people. So the Lord says, I put my word in your mouth that I may establish the heaven. So when the word is in your mouth, like it was in Isaiah's mouth, Isaiah heard from the throne, and it was his stewardship, it was his duty and mandate to speak it out. And he prophesied it 400 years before Christ was born. He prophesied, and it went into the heavens. God said, I'm going to plant, I'm going to form the heavens. When the time appointed came for that prophecy to be fulfilled, the angel Gabriel was sent. And he took that prophecy out of the heavens. It went from a prophetic word to become a proceeding word. It was no longer just in the heaven. He took it and he brought it down to the one that was chosen. Huh? It became a proceeding word. Right? And Mary. See, when you're not ready for it, you suffer consequences.
Yes, yes.
Example, Zechariah, the priest. He was religious. See, this is what religious spirits do to you. They cause you to miss God or have to go through consequences to really get what God has for you. When it doesn't necessarily mean consequences. God doesn't want you to have to go through consequences. See what Mary did. I'm a little ahead of myself, but Mary said after Gabriel came to Mary, well, let me go to Zechariah first because he messed up. Zechariah said, how shall these things be? See, Zechariah was doing his priestly duties, and the angel appeared to him. Now, this is a priest. See, sometimes you can get so caught up in what you're doing. Your doing takes the place of God. And so you're busy doing your thing. And when God shows up, you ain't got room for him. He said, how should these things be, seeing I am old and Elizabeth is old too? And Gabriel said, listen, because you don't believe, but you are chosen, you're going to be dumb. Matter of fact, the Hebrew, the Greek says he was deaf, dumb and deaf. Couldn't hear or speak. He said, you're going to be dumb until this thing is fulfilled because I can't have you saying stuff. Speaking doubt and unbelief and jamming the frequencies that God brought to you to bless you with. See, that's why God has to prepare vessels. That's why you've been through what you've been through. But see, some of us are still fighting instead of yielding. And so he continued in his ministration, and the people were waiting on him to come out and bless him, like they did. Yeah. The high priest would come out and bless him. But they were waiting and waiting, and Zechariah never came out. And when he did come out, he didn't bless him. He just waved at him. I'm out. You see, when you miss God's appointment, understand something. You're not the only one going to suffer. There's folk depending on you. You may not even know their name, but they're on the job and they've been scoping you a long time. They say, I wonder what church they go to. And here you are messing up. They say, oh, Oh, I ain't going to that church. Right? What? All those people waiting on Zechariah. And he couldn't say nothing now. God said, I'm going to shut your mouth so you can't say nothing. Until the time appointed. Because you don't believe. But the angel had brought the word, the prophetic word, out of the heavens. And it hit a barrier there. It couldn't become a preceding word. It had to wait. But when he came to Mary, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. And immediately conception took place. And the angel left. Because what? He brought the prophetic word out of the heaven and was able to deposit it right there without a bunch of issues. She conceived. And immediately she went into the hill country. Because they know the foolish, the carnal people, the carnal saints would say, hey, how you having a baby? Up to the carnal folk. Right? Think about the rock in the hard place there. How you going to explain it? Well, you see the Holy Spirit. What? She went immediately into the hill country.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.